Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I'm really excited about this interview here on Mind Food Radio. This guy we watch on TV, we see him do the food critiquing of contestants at MasterChef. But what's really interesting is Preston was educated in Sussex in Worth School and graduated from the University of Kent with a BA Honours in Politics and Government. So Matt Preston joins us on the line from Politics and Government. How did you get into this world of food, Matt?
Well, I think it's one of those stumbles, isn't it? They always say you should be lucky in life, and I've been really lucky. When I moved to Australia, I started writing about television, got paid for watching The Box, and then after 5 years of that, someone rang me up, a mate of mine rang me up, said, "I'm doing a new magazine. Do you want to write about food for me? Do you want to review restaurants for me?" So I went, "Well, gee, getting paid for eating out is even better than getting paid for watching television." So I grabbed it with both hands and kind of haven't really looked back since. It was about 15 years ago, and I've been writing recipes for about 10. So now finally got it together to think of a good enough idea to put into book form, and here we have 100 best recipes.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you, some of your biggest cooking triumphs, I didn't know that you can do jams.
Oh, I love jam. Jam is one of those moments when you first make your first jam, you go, wow, how easy is that and how delicious. To make a raspberry jam that's pretty much better than any in the shops, it's as simple as some frozen raspberries, because frozen raspberries are normally cheaper, unless it's raspberry season, but frozen raspberries, some cheap sugar and a lemon. It delivers in terms of brightness, the homemade raspberry jam is much more vibrant than often the shop-bought one, because you can use a little less sugar, because again, you can make a small batch, so it doesn't have to, so you can reduce the sugars there, obviously, to preserve it, but if you can eat the jam within 3-4 days, you keep it in the fridge, then it can really be much more about the fruit.
Now, you talk about brightness. Before I get to the book again, brightness, where do you get your fashion sense from? I love it.
I've always dressed out of op shops. That since I was probably about 18, and I'm a young man with no money, trying to kind of look a bit peacocky.
Yeah.
I do love that kind of peacocky sense of fashion. And the great thing is, I don't really care what other people think about what I wear. So that combination, and I love the fact that when you walk around the streets and you see what blokes are wearing now, when I first arrived in Australia, it was, pale blue shirts, dark blue suits, maybe charcoal suits, that was it. Now they're wearing lavender shirts and pink shirts, and maybe not wearing a tie. We're much looser.
Now, the book again, the title of the book?
Matt Preston's 100 Best Recipes.
100 Best Recipes. What's your favourite one in the book?
It's one of my mother-in-law's recipes, which is for lamb braised with pineapple juice. And it gets this wonderful, rich, tangy gravy.
Oh, yeah.
It takes about 5 minutes to, 5 minutes to prepare, and then you just bang in the oven for a couple of hours. The creaminess of that gravy, the creaminess of the walnut, but then the crunch of the walnut, and then that lovely meat that just falls apart on the fork.
Now, if Michael was here with me at the moment, he would have glazed over and conked out on the floor. With sheer excitement.
Michael and I have had a couple of epic meals together.
Recently, I was at his place and he was doing sausage rolls. I'd never seen someone get so involved. It was hysterical.
but you see, a sausage roll is I think the main thing with sausage rolls, and this is something that I'll be making, my latest discovery of sausage rolls is that you pipe a line of the meat in the middle of the puff pastry, makes it twice as easy to roll out and twice as quick, and you get really neat sausage rolls. So, I'm constantly, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
When you're involved in that, you're constantly learning, you're constantly discovering new tricks, and then you want to pass them on.
Well, Matt Preston's new book is called 100 Best Recipes. I reckon you should get it and put it under the Christmas tree for those you love this year, hey? It's convenient. It's just out in time for Christmas. Well, Matthew, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us, and thanks for inspiring us with all your colour and your wonderful moves on the TV, and we look forward to seeing you for many more years to come.
You're too sweet. Thank you so much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.